Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Robert Harrison. He was born in St. Louis and has dealt with a substance use disorder throughout his life. He spoke with producer Trevor Hook about why he finally sought treatment. Here's Robert.
I came here, it's been almost 24 years ago now, in search of substance abuse treatment. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri originally. It's not that there's not plenty of treatment in St. Louis. However, I had exhausted all my attempts at treatment centers there, and I felt like I needed a change of pace. I grew up in a public housing complex in St. Louis. I was a drug dealer for a lot of years. That's just where I came from. I had a brother that was a drug dealer, and I followed suit. I had a single parent mother, didn't know my father, but my mother was a very Christian lady and worked really, really hard to provide a really stable home for her kids. Despite her best attempts at helping me, I fell short, and I decided to take that route to the streets, and that lasted for a lot of years. My usage came later on. I mean, I was a drug dealer long before I was a drug addict. But you know, they got a saying: you eventually start to be your best customer, and I fulfilled that prophecy. I came to Columbia because one of my therapists in St. Louis found a treatment program here that was long-term, meaning 3, 4, 5 months. And that program was the Phoenix program here in Columbia. I found it, I interviewed. They didn't really have any opening, and they had a long waiting list. But when I interviewed with them, you had to interview in person in there, though, so I had to take a bus trip to Columbia to interview for a treatment program that I knew I wasn't gonna get in right away. But as soon as I got back to the treatment center, which was in St. Peter's at that time, I had a phone call that said I was accepted and they wanted me to come back right away.
Can you talk a little bit about the influence that your mother had in sort of you growing up and even looking back now in retrospect?
She was amazing, man. She insisted I go to treatment once she found out I had a substance abuse problem. She didn't know nothing about treatment. She grew up in an era that people just didn't know something about treatment, you know? And she did some research, went on the phone and found treatment centers and wrote down numbers of various treatment centers that I could go to. And I rejected them the first time she tried to give them to me. But two nights after she passed, I was at her house and I was using. And I totally desecrated her apartment. She was a very, very clean lady. And I was in her bedroom using, and papers and paraphernalia all over everywhere. And in the midst of all that stuff, all that trash, was that list of numbers. I picked up the numbers, and the next morning I called them, and I got done with my treatment for the first time.
That was Robert Harrison speaking about why he first sought drug treatment. He's now been drug-free for more than 20 years. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Trevor Hook. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.